Got a quick question for you here from Ken in the UK. He says, what is fire? Why is it hot?
Okay. Fire is the burning products or vapours of a fuel. So whenever something burns, the first thing you have to do is to make it into a vapour, which you then mix with oxygen. So when you have fuel, say paraffin or diesel or something, it burns much better if it goes up a wick. And the reason for that is the heat from the flame can then make vapour come off of the wick, and that then mixes with oxygen in the air, and then you get a chemical reaction with the hydrocarbons, which is the fuel, mixing with the oxygen, and you get complete combustion. And so the flame that you see is just the hot gases, and there are soot particles, little bits of carbon in there, and they get heated up and they glow, which is why a flame from, say, paraffin is a yellow colour, or a candle, for instance, paraffin wax, is a bright yellow colour because there are soot particles getting heated.
And why is gas burning blue?
Well, it burns much more cleanly, so there are no soot particles. But if you turn the air hole so that the gas doesn't have much oxygen coming in, then it burns much more yellow because there's incomplete combustion and you get a yellow flame.
Brilliant.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. Next time, we'll be venturing into the world of robots to find out how they can build better cars, how they sequence genomes, perform delicate operations better than doctors, and may even be venturing into battle on our behalf in the future. But can they be trusted? Well, we'll be finding out next time. But right now, thank you to our wonderful production team, Ben Valsler, Mira Senthilingam and Petro Minch. And if you're eager for some more science in the meantime, then why not give the Nature podcast a listen? That's at nature.com/nature/podcast. And if you can spare a few minutes and you are online, come and take a look at our science forum, where there are people from all around the world talking tech. And I promise you, it's an anorak-free zone, which is just what you'd expect from the Naked Scientists, of course. That's at nakedscientist.com/forum. So thank you very much for listening. Have a great week and see you next time.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.